Hi, my name is Angel from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And in this November's election, which way are you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas. Second, for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates if they are better.
Probably a mix, but you're pronouncing the candidate's name incorrectly. It's Kamala. Kamala. And I'll be voting for Kamala Harris, yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm so sorry about
that. That's okay.
Which of the following seven reasons the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for a Democratic candidate? One, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable. Two, to stop Texas' extreme abortion ban. Three, to stop public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. Four, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. Five, to stop Texas, show me your papers, law allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them. To stop Donald Trump.
Number three.
To support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's it. Right there.
Okay, thank you. And which is the next biggest motivator? One, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable. Two, to stop Texas' extreme abortion ban. Three, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. Four, to stop Texas, show me your paper law allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof or citizenship on them. To stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers. And finally, to address gun violence and mass shooting with common sense gun laws.
Address gun violence.
Okay, thank you. All right, next, in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? The first one takes away women's freedom to control their bodies and healthcare decisions. Two, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Three, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Four, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. And finally, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk.
Wow. They're all important, I guess. The next to the last one, I forget what it was that you said about finding friends and family who help the people travel.
So finds any family or friends $10,000. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54? 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
Latina. Latina, Hispanic.
Oh my God. Then she hung up. Thank you. Get it, we're back.